very much. Hey, Adar Alef Tav Shnayin Tes Rav Ari Tzumim.
Good morning. Thank you for another opportunity to share some Divrei Torah. Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. And there's a discussion. Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. What happens when you have two Adars? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Beis? And Pashtus, one would assume it's Adar Sheni, because Rashi says the reason for Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha is Yomim Shenas Bem Nisim Nisrol, Yomei Purim, Yomei Pesach. So one would assume that to be the case that it's Adar Sheni. However, there are those, the Sfas Emes says this is to do with the Shkolim, which is also Adar Sheni, Pasha Shkolim, Milena on Adar Sheni. However, there are those that say that the Indian of Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha starts Adar Rishon already, and it's famous Chacham Sofer, when he dates his tshuva, at the beginning of every tshuva, he dates his tshuva, one of his tshuvas is dated Rosh Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Shem Marvin Besimcha. I guess some people enjoy being miserable, so we left it open. For those people, everyone can have their, everyone can have those things. But the point is, be'echod ba'ador. The Mishnah says on the first of Ador, machrizin al hashkolim. They used to announce now's time to bring shkolim. The shkolim were necessary for the korbanos for the coming year. Ve'al hakelaim, go check your fields. About kilaim, those things are growing, which are not allowed to grow in a permitted fashion in a tarovus. And I once heard a story: what's the connection between shkolim and kilaim? So there was somebody who came to his rebbe and said, "Rebbe, I need panosa." And the rebbe asked him, "Tell me something, Rebbe, do you take meiser money? Are you medak to take meiser money?" And he says, "I have to be honest. Things are strained in the household, in the economy, and I wasn't able to be medak to take meiser money." So he says, go take my money. A year later, the gentleman comes back and he says, things are mamash deteriorated. It's mamash gefeluch. It's affecting my whole household, my children, my shalom bias. It's mamash gone from bad to worse. So the Rebbe said to him, well, do you take my money? I mean, medaktik, I told you, my son. So the gentleman said, I tell you, it was in the soil, I found it too hard, I didn't take my, so I can't help you, go home, take my son's money and come back. The next year, the fellow comes back to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, I want to be masking again for Parnassah. So he says, well, I told you, I've been taking my son's money. So the gentleman says, this year, I was medaktik, and Baruch Hashem, I can say that I did my accounts the way it's supposed to be, I've been taking my son's money. So Rebbe says, okay, tell me, what do you do? So he says, I'm a green grocer. I sell fruit and veg. And those days, I'm sure everyone here remembers, you used to have a scale, the weight, and the fruit and the veg, and you weigh out, and he says to you, are you medaktik with your weights when you weigh out, when customers come in, to get the fruit and veg properly? So he says, well, it depends. If the gentleman I'm serving is Jewish, then everything is 100%. If the fellow comes in as non-Jewish, so then I tip the scales a little bit on one side. So the Rebbe said, yes. So now I understand. When you've been giving Meister money, you've been giving Meister money on the guy's money, not on your money. So you haven't been giving Meister your own money. The guy's become rich. The guy's got panos, not you. So he said, that's why, machrizin al hashkolim v'al hakelayim. It's time to give shkolim. But you have to make sure there's no kelayim, there's nothing else mixed in there that shouldn't be there when you're giving your shkolim. I got upon him. The calendar is built in such a way that this year we have two Adars. Not every year that we do have two Adars. And because the calendar is built in this way, and there are one or two other anomalies in the calendar, which is the calendar is not consistent the same every year, it gives rise to some interesting questions. And although they're not common, but they do happen, so they're worthwhile discussing. So what I photocopied here is the chart of the calendar. I'll explain it in a minute. But if you hold it this way up, which says Luchos Ibur at the top. So then, and we start on the first column. It says Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vov, Zayin, Ches, all the way down to Yud, Tes. So that's counting a 19-year cycle. So you start off in the first corner, Aleph. That's the first year of the cycle. Now, next to that letter, the next column down, is going to be a letter, either a pei or a mem. A pei is a shana pshuta, regular year. A regular year means 12 months, no extra month. Mem indicates ma'uberes. They've added an extra year, an extra month to this chodesh. We've got 13 to this year. So we've got 13 months in this year. So it's either, you see in the next columns, they're all peis or they're all mems. Right? That means year one of the 19-year cycle is always going to be pshuta. The same applies to year two. And year three of the cycle is always going to be mu'beres. Now if you look through this 19-year cycle, you'll see that actually seven mems, 7 years have an extra month. 7 years out of every 19 are always going to have an extra month. And the siman is guch ye'adzat. It's year gimel, year vov, year ches, year yud aleph, your Dalad, your Zayin, and your Tes. Those are the years, 7 out of 19 years, are always going to be a leap year, always going to have extra Adom. Okay. so that's one factor. And that's a 19-year cycle, and that doesn't change. You start off year 1, Pshuta, year 2, Pshuta, year 3, add a month, and so on, so 4, 5, 6, 7, 19. You get to 19, you start again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Fine. Now, sorry? It's not in sync because it's 7 out of 19, it has to be there to balance the year. And there's obviously various factors, 7 out of 19 years. And the reason why it's a 19-year cycle is because essentially the lunar year and the solar year are out of sync. And this brings them back into sync. The cheshbon is not, I'm not going to go into that now, but if you do, if you work out the number of days in 19 solar years and 19 lunar years, based on this cheshbon, it comes out to the same. That brings them back into line with each other. The truth is, I don't want to mention this, but the truth is a lunar year isn't really a year. The such thing is a lunar year. Right? The years and the months that we have are based, and the day also, are based on physical phenomena, physical cycles. The day, the 24-hour day we have is based on the Earth turning on its own axis. The year and the yearly cycle only makes sense, it only has a pshat as a year in the solar cycle. That means the Earth completes a circuit around the Sun, or the Sun around the Earth, whichever way you want to look at it, whichever model you want to use, once a year. 365 days. 365 and a quarter days, actually. But okay. But on the lunar cycle, there's no such thing as a year. The moon satellites the Earth once every 29 and a half days. That gives us our months. Fine. And that's why we have some months of 29 days and some months of 30 days. Because the actual physical cycle is a 29 and a half day cycle. And we don't have months of 29 and a half days. So we'll have one month of 29 days and the next month will be 30 days. And that's how the calendar works. You start off with Nisan. Nisan is 30 days, and you work your way through the year. Nisan Mole is 30 days. The next month, Iyar, 29 days. Sivan, so on. And therefore, you go through month by month. And again, you get to the end of the year. Shvat will be Chosa. And then, Shvat will be Mole. Adar will be Chose, and then it starts again, Nisan, Mole, and so on and so forth. Now, there are two things that we have to be aware of. Number one is, what happens when you have a leap year? How does that fit in, 29 days or 30 days? We're adding an extra month now. So, the way it works is, in many respects, we have two Adars, Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. So the most natural way to think of it is that you've got 12 months, like a regular year, and on a leap year, you add a 13th month. But in many ways, it's not correct to view it that way. In many ways, really, the 13th month Adar Beis is the true Adar. Purim is an Adar Beis. Adar Beis retains its character. Adar Beis is always 29 days. Adar is always 29 days. You add in that extra month between month 11 and month 13, you add in an Adar. Adar Aleph is not the true Adar. And that month is always going to be 30 days. That month that you add in is always 30 days. Fine. So, Akidei Kach, there's a big discussion in the poskim. If someone says, I'm going to make a neder until Adar, or he writes in the shtar, I'm going to pay you back 15th of Adar. It doesn't say Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. Which one is the real Adar? Big discussion in the Pesachim. Not clear. But for many intents and purposes, the real Adar is the Adar Beis. Okay. So bear that in mind. Now there is another change that can take place in the calendar. And that is, if you go through the months one by one, so it should be Mole Chosa, Mole Chosa, Mole Chosa. So we start off with Nisan, we come to Tishrei. So Tishrei is Mole, and that's always like that. Cheshvan should be Chosa, and Kislev should be Mole, and then Teves, Chosa, Shvat, Mole, and then Adar, Chosa. That's the way it should be. And when it is like that, but it sometimes is like that, it is Kisidron. That's called Kisidron. All the months go according to the Seder, Mole Chosa, Mole Chosa. But Cheshvan and Kislev are the only 2 months in the calendar which have the flexibility of either being Chosa or Mole. That means there are 3 possibilities for Cheshvan and Kislev. If we have Kisidron, so we have Chosa, then Mole. If we have Chasera, they're both Chosa, and if we have Mole, they're both Mole. You never have the other way around. You never have Cheshvan being Mole and Kislev being Chosa. It's either Chosa then Mole, like according to run of the calendar, or we've got flexibility to add in an extra day and make Cheshvan 30-day month, or we've got the flexibility to take out a day and make Kislev 29 days. So there's 3 types of years. They're called Kisidron, Malea, or Chasera. So how many days are there in a year, actually? So it depends. If you have a regular year, all the months run Kisidron. There's no leap year. It's 354 days in a year. 39 plus 29. 59 days for 2 months. Times 6. 354 days. That's a regular year. But you could have a day less. If we take out a day out of Kislev, and you have 353 days in the year, you could have a day more. You could have 355 days in the year. So you could have a regular year, can be 353 days, 354 days, or 355 days. Fine. Now, one more factor is that we can also have a Shana Mu'uberes. A year can be with an Adar Sheni or without an Adar Sheni. So having an Adar Sheni will always only add an extra 30 days, nothing else. Having an Adar, you add in, we said, that extra 12 month of Adar Aleph, an extra 30 day month. So you have, in a leap year, either 383 days, 384, or 385 days. So there's no correct answer, exact answer, how many days are there in a Jewish year, because it depends on the year. Now, if you look at the chart again, you'll notice that we said you start off out of year 1. Then, next column tells you whether it's a Pshuta or Mu'uberes. Now, the next column has got 2 letters in it, which are essential for understanding the calendar. The first letter is what day Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. Rosh Hashanah of that year, what day of the week was it? So, we know Loi Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah will never fall on Adu, Aleph Dalet Vov, Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. So if you look in the first column here, you'll never see those letters, Adu. You'll see Hey, you'll see Beis, you'll see Hey, and so on. Zion, you won't see Adu, those letters, because the first day Rosh Hashanah is never Adu. So if you look at the first year of this chart, the first letter tells us Aleph, year 1. Then it tells us the next column, Pshuto. Then the next column tells us, Hey. It's a Rosh Hashanah that year. A year 1 is a Thursday. And the second letter tells us it's Kisidron. That Cheshvan and Kislev, that year, go run Cheshvan is Chosa, and Kislev is Mole. So now you have the information that you need, you can build your calendar for that coming year. And so on and so forth. You move down the year base, tells you it's a Pshuto. Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Monday, and it's a Chasera, so I've got a Ches next to it. So, in the second, in these two, when you've got this block of those 2 letters, the second letter is going to be Kisidron, it's going to be a Chof, or it's going to be a Ches, Chasera, or it's going to be a Mem for Malaya. So, when you have that information, this information actually has got information printed here for the calendar of 1,000 years. Now, what do you say?
She and
Shlema. Seima, sorry. Don't want to have the mem to be confused with Muberes. Yeah. Shein is used for Shleima, sorry. Shleima, Shein is for Shleima. The mem is for Muberes, sorry. The Shein is for Shleima. When they're both mole, when they're both 30 days, they use a Shein for Shleima. Excuse me. So this so if we look down this column, if we look down the column, so you see year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, 5, 6, 7. Now after 19 years, yeah, it doesn't repeat itself automatically in the same way in regards to Cheshvan and Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev and the days of the week aren't necessarily the same either. So you can't just say I've got a 19-year cycle like we did when it comes to Shana Muberes. Shana Muberes, we know 7 out of every 19 years, these years are going to have an Adar base in them, and these years are fixed. Gimel, Vav, Ches, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Tes, those are the years. But when it comes to Shleima Chesero, it doesn't work like that. It's a bit more complicated. You have 19 years, and you start 19 years and slightly different. Then 19 years again and slightly different again. 13 times. You go through 19 years 13 times till you get back to the beginning. So that's why there's 13 rows going down here. There's 19 years all the way down. And you do another 19 years all the way down. And you do another 19 years all the way down. So on till you get to the last column, the 13th column. Finish those years, you start again. You go back to the beginning. So you've got 19 years. Those 19 years are fixed for Shana Muberes, Ador Rishon, Ador Beis. They're not fixed for Shleima Chesaros, but eventually it repeats itself. It's 13 times 19-year cycle. Now, how do you know which year is relevant to yourself? How do you work this out? So now, we're going to ask you to turn the sheet around on its side, where it says, Minyan Shana Machzor, Pshuzimubo, Minyan Shana Machzor, right. Now, Minyan HaMachzorim, Minyan HaShonim. So I've highlighted in pink what's relevant to us. And I explain how and why that's relevant to us. The one in pink at the bottom is relevant to us. So as you can see, it says She and He. She and He is a number, 305. It's the 305th Machzor of 19 years. 305 times 19 is... And 5,777. So you got five. So it says here. So this cycle starts on year 5,777. Hey, Alofim. You see the second number underneath it. Tovshin in 777. That's this cycle is the 305th cycle of 19 years, and it starts. 5777. Fine. So that year one of this cycle, that means this row of 19 years is the one which is going to be relevant to us. Right? Because we are now Tovshin Ein Tes. So that means we're in the 305th cycle. It starts at Tovshin Ein Zayin, year 5777, and goes on for 19 years. The next cycle will be the 306th cycle, which is at the top there. 300, Shein Vav, the one which has Shein Vav. Right? Can you see that? The Shein Vav at the top is the 306th cycle. Right? That will be 19 years. That will start at Tovshin Sadi Vav. That will run for 19 years. Okay, so the pink one.
It doesn't add up. I'm sorry.
Go on.
305 times 19 is
5,799.
305 times 19? 5?
7,995.
Let's try that 1 second. 304 times 19. 305th cycle. We're after 304 cycles. Sorry. 300. When we finish 305 cycles, that's when we'll be up to there, right? The 305th times 19 will be up to there. We're starting 304 times 19. Sorry, is the way you work it out. 5,776. So 304 times 19 years is 5,776 years. Shker, at least somebody's listening. Yeah? Somebody's awake this morning. It's a bit complicated. So after 304 cycles, you finish 5,776 years. And you start your 305th cycle on 5,777. Right? Fine. So that makes sense. So we're starting the 305th cycle. When did we start that cycle? 3 years ago. 5-7, Tovshin Ein Zion. Right? Tovshin Ein Zion was year one. Okay, yeah, is that? Is everyone with me so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So yeah, so now, looking down the column, now we turn the page back to the right way around. Now we know where we are. Turn the right way around. So year Aleph of our column is Tovshin Ein Zion. Year Beis is Tovshin Ein Ches. And year Gimel, which I've highlighted in pink again, is Tovshin Ein Tes. That's our year. Tovshin Ein Tes. So now we read the information. Year Gimel tells us Mem is Mo Beres. It tells us Rosh Hashanah was on a Monday. I don't remember if it was or not, but okay, I'm sure it was. And Shlemo. And it tells us that this year was on a Thursday? Rosh Hashanah, no, on the coming year is going to be a Monday. Last year was on a Thursday. The coming year is going to be a Monday. Last year was a Thursday? What day was Rosh Hashanah this year? Monday. Come on, what day? You got a calendar? You got a calendar out? What day was Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah was on a Monday.
Was on a Monday. Both. Shleimo, Cheshvan and Kislev were Mole. 30 days, you can check it in the calendar. That means that this year we had 3 months. Tishrei, Cheshvan and Kislev were 3 months in a row, were 30 days. Okay. What says he? Where? I have basically in pink. Maybe I highlighted the wrong one on yours. Gimel, look at the goat Gimel. Look in the road Gimel, Mem. The last one is base Shion. I put it in pink wrong, I'm sorry. Okay, there are one or two fake ones out there just to keep the olim on their toes. Gimel, Mem, Beishi, and pink. The pink one is this year.
What is the Haitian?
That's for that year, those 19 years. We're not in that 19 year Mazda. We're in this the last row, the whole 19 years is our Mazda now. Right? We start at the top and go all the way down. That's for our 19 years. So now. Okay. So now. A child who's born this year, right? When's his bar mitzvah? Child who's born this year, what year would his bar mitzvah be, a leap year or not? If he's born this year, child was born now, this Adar, and the basic, and will he bar mitzvah, will it be a leap year or not?
No.
No. Well, I made it a bit easier because I've highlighted it in green. Right? The year, the green year, the one which is highlighted in green is when he's going to be bar mitzvah. 13 plus 3, 16. So, we're now in year 3 of this Mazda. We're in year 3 of our cycle. So, in 13 years, we'll be up to year 16 of our Mazda, which is year Tezayin. It's a Pshuta, it's not a leap year. So, when is a child who's born in this year, when's his Bar Mitzvah? That's a Simon Shulchan Aruch, it's a Sifan Shulchan Aruch. It's a rather interesting phenomena, because we have children who are born in Adar Rishon. We have children who are born in Ador Sheni, but when it comes to the Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Ador. So when is the Bar Mitzvah? So it's a famous case in Shulchan Aruch that you can have a situation where you have two children where the older one is actually Bar Mitzvah later. How does that happen? So the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simon Nun Hei Sif Yud. Nar Echod. Now, it's important to be medayek the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, because there is another chiddush which is hidden here, which one could easily miss. And the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Nar echod noilad bechoftes ba'ador rishon. Shana mu'uberes, it's a leap year, and he's born at the end of the month. Now, how many days are there in Adar Rishon? 30. They don't talk about a child who's born on day 30. He talks about a child who's born on choftes. Okay, so child is born right at the end of Adar Rishon, choftes. And another child is born on the first Aleph Adosheini. But when it comes to the Bar Mitzvah year, it's a Yashana Pshuto. So what happens? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Oysoy she noilad v'choftes la'adah rishoyin, tzorech lahamtin ad choftes la'adah b'shnas yud gimel. He has to wait. He was born at the end of Adar Rishoyin. So now it comes to the Bar Mitzvah year, he has to wait to the end of Adar. No Adar Rishon, Adar Sheini. You wait to the end of Adar for your Bar Mitzvah. The Oysoy she noilad acharov, the one who was born 2 days later, Be'echot ba'ador sheini, on the first of ador sheini, yeh ben yod gimel shono, kivin shigyo echot ba'ador shan shnas yod gimel. He'll be on the first of ador, he'll be bar mitzvah. He was born 2 days after, and his bar mitzvah is virtually a whole month earlier. So he's younger by 2 days, but his bar mitzvah is 1 month earlier. So big chiddush this. Now let me explain why is such a chiddush. First of all, obviously it's counterintuitive. One would have thought that the older child should have become bar mitzvah somehow before the younger one. But the point is, as I said, I'll explain where the element of the chiddush is on a analytical understanding. And that is as follows. The child is born choftes ador rishon. So when it comes to the beginning of ador sheni, he's alive. Right, he's here. So now, if we want to measure years, you're telling me the child who was born on Adar Sheni, he's lived for 13 years as soon as you hit Adar Aleph. So this gentleman who was born 2 days earlier, he's lived through the same time period. Now, he was born 2 days earlier, so he's got the same time period as this fellow who was born on Adar Sheni plus 2 days. So you're telling me the person who's born on Adar Sheni has lived through 13 years. So the fact that he was born 2 days earlier means he's lived through 13 years plus 2 days. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the Bar Mitzvah is on Choftes Adar at the end of the month. Now, so we're saying that the younger one is actually Bar Mitzvah first. Okay, so that's the Inyan Bar Mitzvah. But there are other ramifications. Lemoshul, when it comes to Mitzvah Yibum, who does Mitzvah Yibum? Any of the brothers can do Yibum. When a person dies, he has no children, any of the brothers can do Yibum. But Mitzvah al Hagodol leYavim Tchila. There's a Hidu Mitzvah, Mitzvah lechatchila, that the oldest brother, if he's able to do it, certainly without delay, which is also a relevant factor here, but there's a Mitzvah lechatchila, the Godol Shemiyavim. Now, who here, if we had two brothers, you can have a scenario where we have two brothers, twins. One was born Choftes, in the case Adar Rishon. One was born Aleph Adar Sheni. So now, the second one is actually becoming Bar Mitzvah first. So, the Mitzvah Lechatchila of Yibum, who does that apply to? Yeah? So, a Mitzvah Lechavet Godol HaOchiv. There's a Mitzvah, Ochiv HaGodol. There's a mitzvah to give kibbutz to Ochiv HaGodol. Who's the Ochiv HaGodol here? Right? B'choy le'nachalo. Yeah? B'choy gets pishnayim. So there everyone agrees. B'choy is peter rechem. It's the first one. It's not to do with who becomes a Godol, not a Godol. It's the first one.
If the Yibum was in the leap year, it would make a difference. Otherwise, it's irrelevant.
What do you mean? So,
if the Yibum was in the leap year, then obviously the younger one is the older one at that time.
No, it's not a leap year. When he turns a mitzvah, his bar mitzvah is first.
It's not a leap
year. Now, there's a machlokes about it. I tell you, there's three shittos. It's very interesting. Baal Hilchos Ketanos says the second one does yibum. The second one does yibum. He becomes bar mitzvah first. I explain why he holds that in a minute. The Binyan Sin and Shos Yaakov say, no, the one who's born first, he is born first, he is really the Godol Sheba Achim, he may not be Mechuyev Mitzvahs first. And then there's a third Shita, and that helps us understand the Hilchos Ketanos a little bit better. There's a third Shita and says as follows. Okay, I agree with you, Binyan Sin, Shos Ben Sin is Aruch Laneh, I agree with you, Shos Yaakov, that the one who's born first, he's the older brother. But what are you going to do for that month? We've got a technicality here, right? That a katan can't do yibum. The yibum has to be performed by someone who's a godul. So now, it comes the year 13. Well, let's say we have a situation where someone died, and neither of these two boys are yet bar mitzvah. So we're waiting for them to turn bar mitzvah in order to perform mitzvah yibum. So now, it comes year 13, so Aleph Ador, the younger one, is ready by Mitzvah. He can do Yibum now. The one who's the Godel who's born before him, he's not. You might tell me he's really the Godel and he's got all the mitzvahs of the world, but he can't do Yibum. He's got Tenei Kami. So now you're going to tell me, we're going to wait? Shuhuya Mitzvah Lo Yimashahino, the Gemara says. We don't wait. That means if we've got an older brother who's from Dinas Hayom, we don't wait till he comes here to do Yibum because of the Mitzvah Chachila. If we can do it now with a younger brother, we'd rather do it now with a younger brother. So he says, there are those that say, okay, I agree with you, Shoshiach, the Mitzvah is the Godel, but for 1 month, yeah, the younger brother is going to have the mitzvah simply or based on technicality. Says the Hilchos Ketanos, we're going to extend that now. Now that you've conceded to me that the one who becomes a mitzvah first has a month advantage, okay, it's not mistabel that that's going to change. If he's the first one to get the mitzvah lechachem to him is, you're telling me it's a technicality. No, once he's got the mitzvah, that's not going to go away from him. So it comes out, there are three shittas. Legabe, Legabe, child who's born, Ad Rishon, Ad Sheni, then when the younger one becomes a mitzvah first. So as I said before, the Binyan Sion discusses this topic, and he's medagdik the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. And he says, why does Shulchan Aruch talk about someone who's born? We're talking about the contrast, right? Shulchan Aruch is trying to bring out an extreme example. Someone's born at the end of Adar Rishon, someone's born at the beginning of Adar Sheni, and the older, the younger one is going to become a mitzvah almost a month first. Why is he talking about someone's born at the very end, on Lamed of Adar Rishon, and it comes the year of his bar mitzvah? He has to wait to the end of the month. Very good. So now, you're presented with another difficulty. Someone who's born on Lamed Adar Rishon, you're going to come to a regular year, you don't have a Lamed Ador. So what are you going to do for his Bar Mitzvah? If it would be Aleph Nisan, so then you have the Kasha back on the Shulchan Aruch. Why does Shulchan Aruch not use that example? He has to wait till Aleph Nisan to his Bar Mitzvah, and the second gentleman is Bar Mitzvah right at the beginning of the month. If he has to wait, says the Binyan Sin like this. We know that when you have a 30-day month, you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Right? Now, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, Agav, has nothing to do with Sfeikah the Yoma. It's part of the calendar system. It's in Eretz Yisrael as well, and we, as we said, there's a whole Seder for them. It's nothing to do with Sfeikah the Yoma. So, when you have a 30-day month, those are the days when we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So, day Lamed is Rosh Chodesh, and day Aleph is also Rosh Chodesh. Now, we don't count the first year Rosh Chodesh as being day one of the month when we have Lamed Chodesh. We say count as day being 30 of the previous month. But, he says, effectively, it's still Rosh Chodesh. So the gentleman who is born on Lamed Adar Rishon, that day has a dual identity. It has identity of Lamed Adar Rishon, but it's also Rosh Chodesh, the first day Rosh Chodesh of Adar Beis. It's the end of Adar Rishon, but it's also day one of Rosh Chodesh of Adar Beis. So he says, therefore, when it comes to the Bar Mitzvah year, there's no Lamed, but there is a Rosh Chodesh Adar, so I can take that part of the day and say, this gentleman was born on Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. So when it comes to, someone was born on Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, when it comes to a regular year, he's born, his Bar Mitzvah is on Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. So that's the first chiddush of the Binyan Sion.
So it's Yotzai. How's that
word? Yotzai is slightly different. Yotzai is slightly different for different reason, because it's not Toila on 13 years, it's Toila on the Yom HaMorah, the day that happens is Reya Mazle. I don't know if we're going to have time to discuss it. It doesn't necessarily go together with Bar Mitzvah.
But Yotzai, by Avelis, is 12 months.
Say a year. Yeah, Chodesh, I'm saying...
It's 13 years.
Yeah, Yotzai is a discussion in itself. It's a separate discussion, there's a separate halachas, and a separate machlaikasim. It's a shir in itself, Lineda. The Binyan Sion, if you just take it to the right time, to the famous chiddush of the Benzin, he takes his principle one step further. And this is where he meets a lot of opposition. I mean, it's based on his idea that when you have a lamud of a month, it's also got a dual identity. It's got identity of a Rosh Chodesh. So he says as follows. So he applied that to a shaila of Lamed Adar Rishon. It's also Rosh Chodesh Adar base, and he can use that Rosh Chodesh Adar base to be koveya to fix the date of his bar mitzvah. He used that to extend that chiddush to a shaila which is noigea to someone who's bar mitzvah this year. Someone who's bar mitzvah this year, that means, i.e., he was born 13 years ago. He was born 13 years ago, which is the year highlighted in yellow here. The 13 years ago is the year highlighted in yellow. It was a year. It was the previous machzor, because we are the beginning of our machzor of 19 years, 1, 2, 3, yeah? So it was the previous machzor. It's the year yellow. It was the year tes. It was a pshuto. He was born on Lamed Shvat, 13 years ago. Child was born on Lamed Shvat. I happen to know somebody who was born on Lamed Shvat 13 years ago. Yeah, his child was born, and his child was born on Lamed Shvat. Mamash the shayla of a being tzion. He was born Lamed Shvat of 13 years ago. So he says a being tzion. I tell you, Lamed Shvat has got a dual identity. That last year it was a pshalap shooter, it wasn't Mulberes. So what's Lamed Shvat? Lamed Shvat is also Rish Chodesh Adar. It's the first day of Rish Chodesh Adar. Now, someone who's born in Adar 13 years ago, when is his bar mitzvah? So we said the Ika Adar is Adar Sheni, potential for bar mitzvah at least. So someone who's born 13 years ago in Adar, his bar mitzvah is going to be in Adar Sheni. No bar mitzvahs in Adar Rishon this year. Yep. Someone who was born in Adar 13 years ago, he has to wait for a year, for years up, till Adar Sheni. Fine. Says the Binyan Tzion Aruch HaNer, someone who was born on Lamed Shvat, that's Rosh Chodesh Adar. So when's his bar mitzvah? His bar mitzvah is on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Adar Beis, Rosh Chodesh Aleph Adar Beis. He makes his bar mitzvah a whole month later, the Binyan Tzion, Aleph Adar Beis. And this is why he makes a lot of opposition. Why does he make a lot of opposition? Because Bishlema, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, you're talking about Lamed Adar Rishon. You're telling me it's got a dual identity, Lamed Adar Rishon, and it's also Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. So now, when we hear a problem, we have no Lamed Adar Rishon, so we take the secondary identity, i.e., Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. I understand, we can adapt that. But Lamed Shvat, 13 years ago, this year we have a Lamed Shvat, you always have a Lamed Shvat. Lamed Shvat doesn't change. So why should I grab on the secondary identity point and say, Lamed Shvat is also Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to wait to Adar base for Rosh Chodesh Adar. No, it's Lamed Shvat, it's Lamed Shvat. So here he makes a lot of position, and generally the normative ruling is that someone who born Lamed Shvat 13 years ago, his bar mitzvah is Lamed Shvat, although according to the Binyan Tzion, he has to wait another whole month till his bar mitzvah. So we discussed Mishnah Adar Mavim Simcha, we discussed Machvizin Ala Shkolim Akeloyim, we discussed the structure of the Luach, the 19 year cycles are Mubarak and Shuta. We've discussed the flexibility of Cheshvan Kislev, you can take a Mashiach if you want, and we've discussed the various shailos that arise out of the anomalies and the Chiddush of the Binyan Tzion.
Amen.